Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
To be a middle-aged man these days is to know about the PSA blood test. It's a test for a screening for prostate cancer. But it turns out, according to Gina Collado, who's a reporter with the New York Times, who has a story in today's paper, that that test, the PSA test, may not be as accurate or useful as it's made out to be. Gina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What is the discovery about the PSA test that is so disturbing to men who are relying on it? And then broadly speaking, what does this say for all sorts of cancer tests that attempt to screen for the probability of developing cancer?
Well, with people have always wondered about this test, as they wonder about a lot of cancer screening tests. The problem is the test does exactly what it's supposed to do. It finds a protein that's released into the blood by the prostate and by prostate cancer cells in particular. So if you have higher levels than normal of this protein in your blood, or high levels of this protein in your blood, I should say, then there's a likelihood that maybe you have prostate cancer. You could have other things. You could have an infection, for example. So doctors do a biopsy. They take some cancer cells, they take some cells out of your prostate, and if they find cancer, then you have to make a decision. Should you have treatment or not? And almost everybody, knowing that they have cancer in their prostate, is going to say, yes, please, treat me. And the treatments often have some pretty serious side effects. They can involve impotence, incontinence, or if you have radiation, you can end up with chronic diarrhea. These are not easy treatments. They're difficult treatments. But here's the issue. Suppose the cancer you found is growing so slowly that you would never have known it was there if you had not had that screening test.
Right,
I mean, you're being treated for something that's not going to help you. Or suppose it's already spread. Even though it looks really tiny, it's already spread. So removing your prostate doesn't make any difference if you've got that cancer, and treatment isn't going to cure you. Well, that was always been a question. The screening, if you find it early, are you helping people, or are you subjecting a lot of people to unnecessary treatment, either because their cancer is growing too slowly or because it's growing too fast?
Gina, is there a sense, and we don't have a lot of time, but in the sense, is this about the disconnect between what goes on in individual cells or on the sort of protein level versus what actually happens in the body when cancer really manifests itself, and that disconnect means tests are a problem?
This is a question of benefits and risks of being screened for prostate cancer and, in general, other cancers, although many of the screening tests have not been studied as well. And the only way to know these questions is to do screening tests on large numbers of men and ask others to forego the test, follow them for years, decades even, or maybe a decade or more, and ask, are there more deaths in the group that was screened from prostate cancer than in the group that wasn't? Because the whole point of this is to try to reduce prostate cancer deaths.
Are those tests likely to be done, those studies likely to be initiated at this point?
That's what was just done. Those were the studies.
And
those are the studies that we're talking about today.
So then should men get these PSA tests, or should they just...
What the recommendations of the experts are that I spoke to is that men should understand very clearly what the risks are and what the possible benefit is. One study found no benefit, no reduction in deaths from prostate cancer.
So,
the other found a very small reduction after 10 years.
So a puzzle for middle-aged men considering the PSA blood test for prostate cancer. Gina Collado is a reporter for our partners, The New York Times.